Gather round. Scoot your butt a bit closer to the screen, and I'll tell you a story. This ain't one of those fancy fairy tales. No one's gonna die and not much is gonna blow up. It's simply a story about learning your way around the big kitchen of life in order to follow your bliss. It's about the two young bucks sitting inside, hoping to make their dreams come true. Yes, indeed, it started to look like these boys would never reach out and grasp that dream. Then one night, in answer to their prayers, the unlikeliest of muses, a strange dude with no place to call home, showed up to kick their butts on down the path they were destined for. Modern-day Egypt. An attraction for the tourists raised upon the ruins of an ancient civilization of countless wonders. Once every 1,000 years, a mysterious eclipse shrouds the ancient pyramid of Saqqara in total darkness. Only a chosen few know that the sunlight, which escapes the land of the mortals, is needed deep below the sands, in the long-forgotten resting place of ancient legends. Located 130 miles south of Salt Lake City, and originally named for the three red knolls west of town, Redmond, Utah has become world famous for its unique mineral salt. They were right. It is the perfect salt, and this is its story. Eons ago, an ancient sea covered much of the western United States. After the water receded, it left behind a buried treasure of sea salt, safely buried under the ground, north of Redmond's Three Red Knolls. Geological movement pushed the salt close to the surface. Some people find the shock of the new rather pleasant. They can't help it. They're just curious. Besides leading a cat or two astray, curiosity has done pretty well for us. But now, curiosity has hit a wall of information. Our so-called information age creates more knowledge every day than we can possibly process. But mountains of cold, hard facts are still, well, cold and hard, and not at all satisfying. So now, even in our go-anywhere, learn-anything digital world, a lot of people are kind of bored. Another space launch? Whatever. Another miracle of modern medicine? Yawn. Seems like the more advances there are, the more it feels like there's something missing. Where's the magic of learning? That childlike amazement of finding something new. It got buried in an avalanche of information. We crave something more surprising. Someplace more mysterious. Someone more intriguing. More inspiring. Curiosity is after more than just knowledge. It's looking for one hell of a story.
Washington and Wall Street caught waging a hidden war on gold. Urgent new report reveals privately owned bars, ingots, coins, and ETF investments, now in greatest danger of loss since Roosevelt confiscation of 1933. Startling government records, meeting minutes, and memos recently uncovered by the Gold Antitrust Action Committee reveal the Federal Reserve has been silently waging war on the price of gold for the past 15 years. The paper trail points to a scam so deep and untouchable, it makes both the Madoff Ponzi scheme and the Enron debacle look like child's play. Troubles behind the scenes are getting so bad, a rising number of individual gold investors report being subjected to intentional delivery delays, receiving incorrect or underweight bars, and even no gold at all, receiving instead little more than a depository IOU. Such high-ranking officials are involved that mainstream media doesn't dare to disclose the details, but a ground-shaking, urgent new gold investors report does.